Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And as the excitement builds up, especially with Mr. Olson here, our guest today, good friend Tom Somerville, he is the Ford brand manager for Super Duty. We're going to be talking about the new 2020 Super Duty that's got some horsepower, torque, and towing packages you ain't going to believe.
Oh, I can't wait.
And that little knob on the dash, we'll talk about that later, which is really some cool stuff. We've got that and a whole bunch more, but while we're at it, we want to remind you, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson, along with Harold Gunn.
Yes.
We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. I tell you what, as Harold mentioned at the top of the program, exciting show coming up with Tom Somerville, Ford brand manager of Super Duty.
Yeah, about time for you to get another one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What do you do, every 2 years?
Yeah, every 2 years.
You know, you drive the heck out of them.
That's all right. They love that.
Yeah, they do.
And they hold up well.
Also a chance, too, by the way, to say a big personal hello to our friends in the heart of Texas.
Yes.
At the Real Country for the Heart of Texas, KNEL, out of Brady. I got a lot of family up there, friends. I hope they all tune in. But of course, my little piece of hill country heaven is only about 18 miles away from there. So
love Brady.
It's great.
That whole surrounding area.
It's a great, great area. You betcha.
So excited to be with them. Speaking of friends, want to give a shout out to our buddy, Richard Ju at China Garden.
What did he do this time?
Another
big fish.
I think Nancy, his wife, is a fisherman, and, you know, does great on crappie, but happened to be down there this week and had lunch with him. And folks.
And we pay, by the way, but it's a great restaurant. It's my favorite Chinese restaurant down near the
Toyota Center.
Toyota Center. I keep changing names.
Yeah, if you're going to the Houston Rockets game, I mean, you can go in and you can go eat and park,
Walk on over.
Walk on over. But let me tell you what, their homemade hand-rolled egg rolls are phenomenal. Pork ribs, phenomenal. Hunan beef, I love.
I love the everything fried rice.
Yeah, it just goes on and on. I mean, I've tried so much, But then you kind of come back to, you know,
sure,
those favorites. But they're at 1602 Leland Street, right there at the Toyota Center. Get down and see them. ChinaGardenHouston.com is their website. Want to talk about Dallas Safari Club just for a second.
All right.
Okay. I've got an invitation as a life member that I am to attend an event in Houston because I'm still kind of hobbling around a little bit with a replacement, knee replacement,
right,
recovering from that. I sent him a note and said, hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I'm going to have to decline this year, but remember me next year. Would love to attend, mm-hmm, you know.
Right.
You know, still getting over recovering from the knee replacement.
Right.
Well, about a week later, I get a card from Dallas Safari Club. Mm-hmm. It says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger,
oh,
except bears, because bears will kill you. Get well soon. And it's signed,
aww,
by the entire staff.
How
I mean,
cool.
Corey Mason, I mean, Barry Murphy, I mean, just goes on and on. And let me tell you what, folks, I've worked with a lot of conservation groups, but for them to just pick up that,
mm-hmm,
take the initiative to reach out to someone that is a life member and, you know, a supporter as we, mm-hmm, are here at,
sure,
Texas Outdoor News and Texas Outdoors Journal. I mean, this is going beyond this.
It really
this
is.
That's just really classy, and I want to recognize that and acknowledge, because many times it's the little things that make a difference.
Absolutely.
And,
but also, since my knees are in good shape, I could represent you at this function. I mean, there's going to be like food and drink and stuff like that.
And I get your checkbook out and become a life member. You know?
Oh darn.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yes. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So. And for all the hunters that are out there,
mm-hmm,
we've got a cold front coming in the forecast.
Yes.
See if it makes it all the way here the end of next week, mm-hmm, or the end of the coming week.
Right.
And it's going to be pretty frosty. I mean, that's for southeast Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You get into the hill country, ooh, around Brady,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or on,
yeah,
up into the panhandle.
That'll get them moving.
North Texas, it should really, really,
right,
get them moving. You got anything going on?
Sure, game wardens.
Okay.
You know,
because
those guys
always
are always, always busy. I love this one, the title of this thing, The Old Bait and Ditch, instead of bait and switch. While patrolling in Duval County during the South Zone season opener, game wardens contacted a landowner who said his hunters had shot 110 doves over the course of 2 days. The landowner became very nervous when asked to identify the location where the hunt took place. The landowner identified a caliche pit as the location of the hunt and said the hunters were already on their way back to Houston. After searching the caliche pit, large amounts of Milo, scratch, and corn were located about 20 yards, mm-hmm, away. A feeder full of scratch and Milo was also located in the same area. The landowner admitted this feeder had been running until 2 days prior to opening day. A game warden in Harris County was contacted and interviewed two of the hunters, resulting in the seizure of 63 birds. The remaining 47 birds were returned to the game warden by a landowner. Civil restitution, multiple citations for hunting migratory game birds over bait and placing bait to attract migratory birds, and these are pending. Don't do that.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break. We've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And, you know, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So stick around.
Oh, boy.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and duck. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Mention the cold front, lots of ducks are headed south. They're headed to the lower Laguna Madre. Great, great hunting, great fishing, light angler pressure right now. So for booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as fair, while the Sunday and Monday are two good days. Tuesday is the first of three best days of the week. Wednesday and Thursday are two more good ones. Friday and Saturday are two more best days. Then next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until either side of sunset. By Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to be actively feeding from mid-afternoon till well into the evening hour. Next Sunday, there's a major time shift, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continuing to feed until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday, November the 12th, there will be a full moon. On the coast, this weekend as well as Monday through Thursday, are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Friday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Saturday has a double tide schedule. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low for the day.
All right, staying on the coast, tell you what, we mentioned the cool fronts that are coming through that are turning cold, and when the north wind blows, this high water that parts of southwest Louisiana over at Lake Calcasieu, as well as all the way down to Port Isabel have been experiencing, they're going to be blown out. Water's going to drop. That's going to push bait and fish out of the marsh. Calcasieu, fishing has been good either side of the fronts. Sabine, ditto that. There's still redfish, slot-sized redfish, that are found in the marsh. Flounder are down around Sabine Pass along the ship channel drop-offs. Trinity Bay, speckled trout have been great on soft plastics and live shrimp under a popping cork. West Galveston Bay, flounder have been good in the back lakes and marsh on live mullet or soft plastics like gulp. Out of Freeport, flounder and redfish along Mudcut and Coal Pass have been good on live shrimp. Christmas Bay have been good for redfish and speckled trout. West Matagorda, speckled trout have been good on soft plastics. Redfish are good on chunking plastics. Port O'Connor, inshore, trout are very good on a combination of live and fresh bait, such as shrimp and crab. Offshore, blackfin tuna have been good on squid. Tarpon have been good on mullet or pinfish. Out of Port Aransas, black drum are good on shrimp or crab. Sheep's head have been good on shrimp or crab. Baffin Bay has been excellent on redfish. They're feeding the flats on topwater baits. Flounder, excellent on jig and minnows. Port Mansfield, flounder been good around East Cut. And out of Port Mansfield, redfish and spotted sea trout remain very good, mainly on red and white soft plastics and paddle tails. Redfish can be found in less than 2 feet of water, and snook can be found in shallow flats on the lower Laguna.
Ha, caught you with a typo. That's Port Isabel, right?
What did I say?
Mansfield.
Port Isabel.
It's Port Isabel. You knew Isabel, I think. That's another story. Anyway, let's head to East Texas. Hokkaido. Largemouth bass are good in the northwest flats on topwaters, baits, plastic worms, spinnerbaits in creeks and coves. Conroe. Largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinnerbaits, buzzbaits on the northern end. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cut shad. Excuse me, cut bait. It's catching. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, craw tubes. Top waters around main lake points. White and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs, Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good on bigger jigs and minnows near standing timber in 20 feet of water. Catfish are good on all types of catfish bait, especially live. Livingston. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina or Texas rig plastics, spinners, topwaters, and jigs in the bays. Striped bass are good on spoons and rattle traps. Chasing. Sam Rayburn. Crappie have been good on minnows and jigs. Catfish have been in the creeks at night, and they're good on live bait. Toledo Bend. Bass have been good on both shallow and deep water on the south end. Largemouth bass are good on drop shots or football jigs. Striped bass are good on top water, rattle traps, and spoons. Channel and bluecats are good on live bait and stink bait. Crappie are good around wood structures on jigs. Wright Patman. Boop, don't have anything on Wright Patman. Athens. Largemouth bass are good on top waters, Texas rigs, crankbaits, some jigs, and spinner baits northwest of the 2495 bridge. Bass drop. Largemouth bass are good and have been best on top waters. Crappie continue to be good on jigs and live bait. Belton. Largemouth bass remain good with stink baits, chuggers, buzz baits, and rigged plastic worms on creeks and in the creek channels. Fayette. Largemouth bass are good on top waters, worked among the vegetation along the power plant jetty and discharge channel. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, jigs near shallow and deep structure. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish are excellent on shad and chicken livers around timber. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigs if you can find the bait fish. Somerville, boy, East Texas is hot. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, spinners, and topwaters among Welch Park Islands. Stillhouse, largemouth are good on topwaters at sunrise and jigs in soft plastics midday to evening in hydrilla down the land passes to Waconee. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Catfish are good on live or cut shad from the bank. Texoma. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, Texas rig worms, and spinners. Drifting live baits in less than 20 feet are producing best results. Striped bass are good on live shad as the bite continues to pick up, trolling the main lake. White bass are good and are biting on live bait. Whitney. Black bass are good on plastic worms and crankbaits in deeper than 12 feet of water. Finally, Tyler. Crappie and they're good on jigs under docks in 8 to 10 feet. Catfish are good on all stink bait and live baits. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with rattle traps, following the birds on the surface.
That may be all in your part of the state.
Yeah, okay.
But in South Texas, out Del Rio way, largemouth bass are good on buzzbaits, spinnerbaits, plastic worms, grubs, especially around the Devil River's Flat and the Northern Bluff past the Highway 90 bridge. Canyon, largemouth bass are good on topwaters, buzzbaits, jigs, plastic worms, spinners, and tube baits. The best largemouth populations have been along the northern delta and flooded timber. In Corpus Christi, at the north end of the lake, the largemouth bass fishing has been good on Texas rig worms, Carolina rigs, spinners, and crankbaits. White bass are good on rattle traps and minnows in the Nueces River. Falcon, crappie are good on plastics and hand-tied jigs. Texana, bass are good on jigs and Texas rig soft plastics. North of 59 have been active. Make sure you use light-colored bait to get noticed. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good on jigs in topwater and shallow water along creeks and their beds. Lake Allen Henry, white bass are good on artificial shad. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, it says.
Mm.
Coleman, hybrid stripers are good on live bait, including shad. OH Ivy, turning on. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms and minnows, or you can use brush hogs.
There we go. And if somebody out there goes, well, you didn't mention my lake, it's because we're giving you the good reports we get. If we don't have any reports or bad reports, we don't bother with those, right?
Yeah.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country, Lake Austin. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters, spinners, shallow crankbaits, weighted jigs, and plastic worms around docks and marinas, along with various coves and creeks. Sunfish are good on weighted jigs, cut worms, and corn. Big Lake Buchanan, largemouth bass are good casting toward the bank with topwater lures, jigs, and spinners. In the main lake, use crankbait and spinners. White bass are good on minnows, following the birds and the bait fish. Medina, largemouth bass are good on trick worms in pink or green in the deeper water on main lake points. Smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs and have been increasing in regularity.
That is such a pretty lake. Lake Medina.
Indeed it is. It's just beautiful. But boy, it was low for so long.
Yeah, but it's back up, and fishing has been good. On the hunting scene, we've got a few first split closures that continue through November 12, dove season in the north zone. Through December 1, the first split of the dusky duck season in the south zone. November 9 through December 1, the regular duck season first split in the north zone. November 14 through December 1. The dusky duck first split in the north zone is available. Sandhill crane season, zone A through January 26th. Snipe season statewide, February through February 9th. Quail season, it's going to be a good one. And this cold front, Harold's going to burn some of that brush and knock it back through February 23rd. javelina season in the north zone through February 23rd, south zone through August 31, as well as the squirrel season in other open counties.
Okay.
All right, we got a show of automotive, but have you been on or off the road?
I have been on, but mm-hmm. just haven't. I mean, sometimes boys just got to have fun. It's a neat, neat vehicle. You could do a little off, but I mean, you know, you can't go mud bogging because they do have an all wheel drive version, but I had the rear wheel drive version. One of the most fun vehicles I've driven in a long time, the Kia Stinger. This is the 2019 Kia Stinger GT2 rear wheel drive V6. This is a four door sedan. Good looking. Really, really good looking. Mine was a ceramic silver with a black interior. But the V6 on this puppy is 365 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
0 to 60 in 4.7. And boy, is it fun. Drivability, fabulous. This is mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission and has drive mode selection. So you can have eco, smart, comfort, sport, custom, or I'm sorry, officer. Electronically controlled suspension, Brembo performance brakes with electronic parking brake. I like electronic parking brakes. That's so cool. Launch control with a limited stiff differential, 19-inch wheels. This one had the summer tires on it. Safety, of course, dual front advanced airbags, driver knee airbags, electronic stability control. I mean, it's all the stuff that you're certainly going to expect. Inside, really beautiful. Surround view monitor, a heads-up display. A lovely Harman Kardon premium audio system with Clarify, 8-inch touchscreen, rear camera, Nappa leather seat trim, heated front and rear seats, ventilated power adjustable driver and front passenger seats, memory driver seat, color LCD instrument cluster with sport gauges, auto dimming rear view mirror, smart cruise control. This thing has got a lot of good stuff to it, blind spot and rear cross traffic warning, lane departure warning, lane keeping assist, forward collision warning and avoidance assist, smart cruise I mentioned, driver attention warning. Said, hi there, you need a nap. It's crazy. Anyway, outside LED headlights with high beam and assist, low beam assistant, dynamic assist, lots of assistance here. Power sunroof, auto rain sensing windshield wipers. This additional equipment on this thing wasn't really a lot. It had so much with it. That paint job was a little extra, but the red interior package was included. Also, cargo mats. Well, why not? Great mileage, 17 in town, 25 on the highway. And a real kicker with this thing is a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty from our friends there at Kia. Now, this is what's cool. Basic, with about everything, is 50. Loaded like this thing was 51.
Wow.
You know, it's just an amazing vehicle. Check this thing out. And especially since it's 2019 models, 20s haven't been out yet, you've got, you know, an opportunity to maybe, you know, make even a better deal. So check it out at your Kia dealer. They make great stuff, friends. The 2019 Stinger GT2 rear-wheel drive V6. We got any more news items?
Yeah, we do. In fact, you know, we had statewide election earlier this week on
yes.
Tuesday. And two things, several things to note. But first off, no income tax in Texas.
That's right. Well, we had that anyway. This is like reinforcing or something.
Yeah, but it's constitutional. It became a constitutional amendment.
Right.
So, I mean, it is now cast in steel, stone, and everything else.
You got it.
But also, Parks and Wildlife released great gratitude that Proposition 5, securing the future funding of parks and historic sites across the state, the constitutional amendment giving Texas Parks and Wildlife and Texas Historical Commission a chance to make real progress toward addressing the needs of the parks and historical sites. Basically, you know, the money's going to go there.
The extra it's money thing, yeah, right.
Yeah, it really is. Here's something neat that I really, really like at our state parks. We've got great state park and
yes,
historical sites. But going on this weekend, in honor of Veterans Day, that is on
Monday,
right?
Correct.
Free entrance to Texas State Park for all visitors. All visitors. You know, active and retired military, daily entrance fees will be waived and gives them a chance to get out and enjoy and also just simply acknowledge. You know, those that have served.
Indeed. Yeah. So. I got a friend of mine. His name is Joa. He's one of the managers at the Backyard Grill that I frequent. And He is a retired naval guy.
Mm-hmm.
And every Veterans Day, he will suit up and pay a visit to the VA hospital in Houston and also the Veterans Cemetery.
Wow. That's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Just to give thanks.
You know, earlier in the year, we were touting by your opportunities for the drawing for the big-time Texas hunt and all.
Yeah, you and I didn't win again.
No, I was going to tell you that. I didn't know that you were in anything. going through the list, and our name was not listed, but congratulations to those. What just some fabulous, fabulous hunts. And one final thing for those that want to step in and make a comment. The Sunset Advisory Commission is inviting the public to input on the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Basically, they're reviewing the mission and performance of our state game department and welcome comments to see whether or not Texas Parks and Wildlife should continue.
Well, they should. That's my vote right there.
Oh, without question.
And my opinion.
Yeah, no, without question.
Great people.
But you can go to Sunset. You can send an email to sunset@sunset.texas.gov to voice your opinion.
Yep, they all go above and beyond up there. Good folks.
I am excited about our guest.
Yes, Tom Somerville.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the new Super Duty for 2020 from Ford.
There
right
you
after
go.
This, yes.
All right.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1 year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer and should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Right now, the rut is on in Texas, and you ought to have the cottonseed available so that those bucks can replenish their needs as well as the does once they're bred and carrying their fawns. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And our guest, Tom Somerville. It's quite a year for Ford Motor Company. Tom is the Ford brand manager for Super Duty, and you guys put on quite a show back in September at the Texas State Fair, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Thanks for having me on again, Harold. As you're mentioning, just a little over a month ago, down at the State Fair in Texas, we finally revealed some of the numbers that everyone's been waiting for. So max towing, max payload, as well as some of our diesel horsepower and torque figures as well. So we're really excited to finally be able to publish those numbers.
It's sometime, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's my job description. We hear a lot of people, you know, best in class this, best in class that. And I have people ask me, and I go, you know, I don't really know. Who comes up with those figures? It's not just the PR department, is it? I mean, is there somebody that does the checking?
Yeah, there is actually. So, you know, thanks to some of the amazing engineers we have here at Ford, there's a really rigorous development process that we have to go through to certify that our vehicle, all the way from bumper to bumper, is able to, you know, handle some of those numbers that we come up with. And so for max towing, for example, that number is 37,000 pounds. So very big number, and a ton of testing that has to go in order to verify that the trucks are capable of those numbers.
You see, Bill is interested about this because you're on your 12th Super Duty?
Oh, I don't know how many, but I've driven Fords all my life. Big Ford guy. Tom, welcome to the show. And, you know, in advance, I just happened to Google Ford Super Duty 2020. Mm-hmm. Beautiful page that comes up, and here is a Super Duty with a gooseneck trailer attached that has 37,000 pounds, you know, and that is amazing. Would you run down some of the other best in class that you have, both from diesel all the way to your gas powered and torque?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you just mentioned, our best in class overall towing would be on a diesel truck towing a gooseneck trailer, and that's 37,000 pounds. Our max fifth wheel, so a lot of our folks who are towing, you know, RVs, at 32,500 pounds. And if you're towing off the bumper, otherwise known as conventional towing, the max is 24,200 pounds. And those numbers are all delivered through our third generation Power Stroke diesel, which is making 475 horsepower and 1,050 foot-pounds of torque. And then last but not least, maximum payload. So the amount of stuff that you're able to put in your bed, that maximum number is 7,850. But one thing I wanted to note is while these are all maximum numbers for 2020, we brought improvements across every single series and every single trim. So whether you were a 250, 350, 450, gas or diesel customer, we have made improvements to our overall towing and payload. So really trying to bring benefit to all of our customers, not just the ones looking for the max capability trucks.
Yeah, Tom, one thing at the State Fair, you guys pulled this trailer out, and somebody told me, is that right, though? It said, you know, 37,000 pounds, and the letters were made out of concrete. Did that weigh 37,000 pounds?
I couldn't tell you actually what it weighed in itself, but yes, those were in fact concrete numbers on that gooseneck trailer.
That was really, really impressive. And you get the jaded freeloading automotive press sitting there, or normally go, you know, where's my next drink? Looking at that, and there was an awful lot of wows. But one thing too, interesting. You guys have a new V8. So has the V10 gone away?
Yeah, so, you know, for the last several years, the V10, the 6.8-liter V10, was only available in chassis cab vehicles. So our trucks that were sold without a finished bed on the back. But for 2020, we brought this all-new 7.3-liter gas V8, 445 cubic inches of V8 that will now be available both on pickups and chassis cabs. And it's really a great, you know, cam and block, very simple, strong, robust design that for the first time in a long time will be available both on pickups as well as chassis cabs. And that engine makes 430 horsepower and 475 pound-feet of torque, but it makes over 400 foot-pounds of torque at just 1,500 RPM. So really good low-down torque for some of our customers who are looking for a gas engine but still need to either tow or haul heavy loads.
Tom, the numbers are impressive, but we're up against the mid-show break. So if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we're going to get a break out of the way and come back with Tom Somerville, Ford brand manager for Super Duty, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Ryan Harper, and I farm in West Texas. I'm the fourth generation farmer. Well, when you farm in West Texas, you take a lot of risk. It takes a lot of capital to get through one year. It's a little dry. We have some limited irrigation. It's very tough. There's definitely challenging years. and Capital Farm Credit had a young farmer program that allowed me to get funding and grow my business. They gave me a young man an opportunity. Together, we are better.
Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
And welcome back, Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. We're talking to Tom Somerville, Ford brand manager for the Super Duty. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to continue our conversation on these new power trains, the gas power and torque. We all know that typically diesels generate their torque on the low end, gas typically on the high end. Tom, y'all's coming out with this new V8, the 7.3. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because that really expands the option for those that want to go diesel or those that want to may not have the towing need, but still have big payloads to stay with the gas.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's part of the reason why we designed this engine. You know, this is a really durable, commercially designed engine for those people who don't necessarily need all the capability of the diesel, but definitely need more than the base 6.2-liter gas V8 provides. So we did a ton of, this engine was designed from the ground up with this sort of use in mind. And it is designed, first and foremost, to be extremely durable, extremely reliable, and also extremely capable.
Yeah, Tom, and I'm old school, and you mentioned it earlier, though. Again, 7.3-liter. Okay, how many cubic inches is that?
445 cubic inches.
Wow. 445. Now, let me ask you this. Am I going to be able to eventually get that as a crate engine, and put it in my hot rod?
That's something that we can't quite talk about at this point, but I hear you loud and clear, Harold. We're getting a lot of questions about that.
I imagine
so. People are very excited about us designing a ground-up, push rod V8 engine with 445 cubic inches. A lot of interest in that.
Yeah. Instead of having 8 overhead cams, you got a whole new, other deal. That's. I say almost a step back, but those engines work. That's the point. There's still some of them around. And one thing too interesting, both this new V8 gas engine, but also your diesels. You guys make your own engines, don't you?
Yes, we absolutely do. And that's something that we're really proud of. We made our own. These are our old engines as well as our own transmissions. So something that we designed, from the ground up here at Ford for our products with our customers' uses in mind.
A couple of years ago, there was looking at the powertrain options and the rear end, and I got with, some of your counterparts and actually ended up getting something that gave me the highway, a little better mileage,
yeah,
but still the
low. How many rear end choices was that?
Like 10? 10 or 12? I mean, there was a whole bunch of them.
Well, how many do we have now, Tom? Yeah. How many rear end choices do we have?
So it depends on the engine, but you've anywhere between 2 to 5, depending on what engine you're talking about here. And so for 2020, we've brought, we have 3 engines that you can get in your 2020 Super Duty and a total of 2 different transmissions, although you only get the 10-speed if you have the 7.3 or the 6.7. But yeah, that's part of our overall power of choice that we're providing our customers with great range of final drive ratios as well as transmissions for whatever engine that you're looking to purchase.
Okay, when you're talking about transmissions, is that your gear ratios? I mean, the different matching?
2 different speeds.
2 different speeds, yeah.
What do you got, 8 and 10?
So we have 2 different transmissions for 2020. You have a 6-speed, so you have 6 different ratios.
Okay.
And you can get that transmission on the 6.2-liter V8. And then we have a 10-speed transmission, so 10 different ratios that's available on the 6.2 in certain configurations, as well as the 7.3 gas V8 and the 6.7 power stroke.
Well, that helps. Then you're talking about getting that gas engine torque at 1,500 RPM. That's real low for a gas engine, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Over 400 pounds safety, the same sort of torque that diesels were making just 10 years ago, you can now get out of a gas engine and at 1,500 RPM.
Ooh, well, I am due for a new Super Duty.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to be giving you a call for some insight as to a way to match these up.
And of course, the friends and family discount. Okay, now obviously it's all about certainly the power, but then we got to get into the ride and handling and the amenities and so on. For 2020, if I'm looking at the vehicle on the outside, are there any exterior changes on these Super Duties?
Yeah, absolutely. So for 2020, we have an all-new front and rear, so you're going to see new bumpers. Every single truck has a new grille, you have new wheels, new headlamps, new fog lamps, tail lamps. So from an exterior perspective, it definitely has a much fresher look. And then every single diesel truck with dualies in the rear has a unique mesh grille to help with better airflow. So that is another new feature that we're bringing for 2020. And then finally, and this is especially critical for some of your more outdoors-oriented customers, which I know you guys are speaking to, we have the Tremor Off-Road Package for 2020. So if you have an XLT all the way up to a Platinum, you can get the Tremor Package, which gives you 35-inch tires, larger shocks, a leveled appearance, a small air dam on the front, and several other pieces of off-road content. And now, just revealed at SEMA, you can also option it with a 12,000-pound winch, just in case you or one of your buddies happens to get stuck on your way to your hunting lodge or, favorite water hole for fishing.
Let me ask you this. On different towing packages, obviously you got the towing ability, but on the towing packages, anything new there from visibility, safety, things of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. So for 2020, we also brought a bunch of different safety features, and we made them standard. So blind spot monitor with trailer coverage, now standard on XLT and above. Every single Super Duty comes with a modem in it, so you can lock, unlock, start, or shut off your truck. And they also have Wi-Fi capability, so you and up to 9 other devices can get Wi-Fi from your truck up to 50 feet around it. And then finally, we also brought and made standard down at XLT and above automatic high beams, automatic windshield wipers, and automatic emergency braking. So a ton of new technology some of which we had available before, but now we standardized, and others which you can still get as freestanding available options on other series.
Anything different in as far as construction? I mean, you guys, of course, are the masters of the military-grade aluminum, and then, of course, the high-strength steel, which has made so many changes in these vehicles. Any changes in those or percentages on the 2020 Super Duties?
No, nothing new in terms of our high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy or high-strength steel that we use for the frame. So still proven, very durable, reliable. We've seen that the cost of repairing the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy has come down. So some pretty good new news involving that. But no, in terms of the overall manufacturing process or composition of the truck, we haven't changed any of that for 2020.
Tom, when it comes to the cab, I'm 6'6". I fill up most any vehicle.
But he's very slim.
In my younger days. But let me tell you what, I mean, the Super Duty that I'm driving around right now for the past year and a half, I mean, it is just tremendous amount of comfort. Mm-hmm. And for a normal sized person, they feel like they're in a living room.
Except
almost.
I need a ladder to get in it.
Exactly. Anything changed to the dash or the the console, the looks of the inside of the XLT Lariat on up to Platinum?
Yeah, so actually all the way up to we've brought some new colors and materials available for 2020. Lariat and above get some new wood inserts. Limited, our highest series, has an all-new interior in terms of its colors and feel. But other than that, the only other main differences coming for 2020 on the interior, one is we have an upgraded Bang & Olufsen 1,000-watt sound system with digital amplification. And also, if you're looking at your dash, you'll see the Pro Trailer Backup Assist knob, which is the feature available in F-150 previously that allows you to back up your truck and trailer, doesn't matter if it's fifth wheel, gooseneck, or conventional, using a small knob on your dash. So when you turn that knob to the right, you'll also see your trailer moving to the right. And one of the really cool and useful benefits of it is that it allows you to back up in a straight line indefinitely. So that's one of the major features that you'll see when looking at the interior of the truck. And Pro Trailer Backup Assist is optional on XLM, XLT, and Lariat, and then standard on King Ranch and above.
I know a lot of people that should buy this new Ford that I see at the boat ramp, you know. So, I mean, that could use that assistance when they're backing down.
Yeah, on the time on the high-end package, Unlimited, that goes up how far? I mean, you know, 250, 350, you know, how far up does that go on the line of heavy duties or super duties?
All the way to 450. So, you know, that's one of the benefits of Super Duty is the fact that, you know, all of our packages, all of our trims are available 250 to 450. And the performance that we were talking about in terms of the diesel and gas horsepower and torque is available no matter, well, is what you get no matter if you get an XL250 or a 450 Limited. We have one power output, one set of transmissions, one set of engines. So you're not limited in terms of vehicle performance by going up all the way to, say, a 450 Limited.
Quick wrap-up, Tom. We can see this online at Ford.com right now.
Yes, absolutely. And then starting in about 2 weeks from now, the build and price will also be live. So our customers and prospective customers will be able to go on and spec and build and price their 2020 Super Duty as well.
Outstanding. Thank you, my friend. Tom Somerville, Ford brand manager for Super Duty. Our guest today. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You don't have to wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Hurry into the Jeep Black Friday sales event today, where it's easier than ever to get a new Jeep SUV, because we've got employee pricing plus all month long. So whether you plan on spending the winter adventuring through the wilderness in a Jeep Cherokee with its 4x4 capability, exploring your city in a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee, or seeking the perfect postcard-ready view through Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, no matter what your winter holds, you can always make it better in a Jeep SUV. So no more waiting in line and no more camping out, because Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long. Hurry in to the Jeep Black Friday sales event today. Offers available on the purchase or lease of new 2019 model year vehicle excluding Jeep Wrangler. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/2019. See dealer for details. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Got a bunch of banquets, friends, so remember ducks.org, okay? November 12th, Lubbock chapter, Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Lubbock. Also, November 14th, Victoria chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Victoria. Also, the 14th, 41st annual Katy chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser. Of course, that's in Katy. Also, the 14th, Weatherford chapter of Ducks Unlimited. And then the 16th, Pittsburgh chapter of Ducks Unlimited. Again, all of those, ducks.org. Also, November 16th, Smoke and Barrel, downtown Lake Charles, Louisiana. Get ready for the smell of oak and hickory benefiting the United Way. Barbecue dishes, over 50 bourbons to taste. Oh my goodness, quite an event. And you can get the information on that one by going to smokeandbarrel.org, and then maybe go get some of that wonderful barbecue and bourbon. Well, have a designated driver. Go in your new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done.
The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation, made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Outstanding.
Ford has done it again.
Yeah, they sure have. Yeah. You got your checkbook out already.
I got to get down. I got to get the new one.
That's right. I want to another greeting, by the way, to all of our new friends in the heart of Texas that listen to KNEL out of Brady. Really great to be there.
Absolutely.
18 miles from El Rancho Gun, man. It's really a good deal. Great station, too. Been around for quite a while. Good bunch of folks. Do remember, friends, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There is a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, it'll remind you, you can hear us on Stitcher, Smart Radio, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. And, of course, like us when you go to all those places. But check the shows out. And, again, at TexasOutdoorNews.com, we archive all of our programs. So you can just look at that wonderful list and play these things over and over and over again to your listening and dancing pleasure, okay? Do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. A dozen years now. Pretty good partnership with Ford.
Absolutely.
All right. Anyway, as we always say, be safe out there, okay? So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, or another station, for more Texas Outdoor News.